SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Die menings wat tydens promosiegesprekke op SFM streek radio gedeel word, is die van die gaste en die besighede wat hulle verteenwoordig en weerspieël nie noodwendig SFM streek radio se sienings nie. Die inhoud is vir promosiedoeleindes en vorm nie professionele advies nie. SFM streek radio voldoen aan Suid-Afrika se advertensieregulasies en verseker deursigtigheid en eerlikheid in promosie-inhoud. SFM streek radio onderskryf egter nie enige produkte of dienste wat genoem word nie. Luisteraars moet die inligting onafhanklik verifieer en professionele advies inwin voordat besluite geneem word. SFM streek radio is nie verantwoordelik vir enige besluite wat op grond van hierdie gesprekke geneem word nie.
Nou, soos ek seker as jy nou al afgelei het, is dit weer tyd vir my en Paul om te gesels. Paul, always a pleasure having you. Good morning.
Hi, Danny. Great to be here. And yeah, I am going to say something about the view.
Please do, please do.
It is flipping fantastic.
It is gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great, man. Yeah, and what a privilege to work here.
Absolutely, and it's a particularly beautiful day.
Yeah, splendid, spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, Paul, let's get down to business with the long dry spell of virtually no rain. Since the beginning of December, now we've had very little. We had a little bit here and there, but it's nothing serious. Snails seem to have, for the most part, disappeared. But we have had some good rain over the past week.
Yeah,
and I remember I saw this morning when I was taking out the trash bags. I saw a couple of snails, and I was like, okay, hier begin ons, hier kom hy. So what can I do to put a stop before they destroy my plants?
Well, yeah, the rain really was wonderful. We needed it. But yes, with rain comes snails and slugs and a variety of other insects that are ready to eat the new growth in your garden. As for the snails and slugs, Protex Scatterkill for snails and Snail Stop should be sprinkled between your plants in the late afternoon and early morning. Don't set it out in heaps, but scatter it as advised, as this covers the largest area, and the snails are more likely to make contact with it.
So almost like dusting it. You know, you're not putting heaps down.
No heaps.
Scattering. Okay.
Because if you heap it, it's just going to be in one spot, and they might miss it or something like that. So you want to spread it out as far and wide as possible, basically.
All right.
Between the plants that are being affected. And yeah, if you're worried about your pets and so on eating the granules, you can just put them away while sprinkling it, and that should keep them away from it because they don't notice it. Mm-hmm. But if you're still not convinced, then you can use Scatterkill for snails. It has a pet repellent in it, so your animals should avoid it completely. They will, and you'll begin to win the battle against those dreaded snails in your garden.
Yeah. And those, believe me, are dreaded.
They are.
They are dreaded. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, listen to some music, and we'll be back right after this.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog. facebook.com/SFMstreek.
Hey, welkom terug, as jy so pas ingeskakel het. I'm speaking to Paul Hartzenberg from Protech, and you gave me some good advice on snails just now. And then we had that lovely song about I won't back down, and I'm absolutely focused on getting
determined
to get the garden sorted. So, you know, with the rain, also another thing, you start hearing the crickets.
Yep,
and that's usually a big problem. And then also, you know, lawn caterpillars, especially like we've got not the biggest lawn, but our neighbors have a huge lawn, and well, obviously, I'm thinking, is there a cost-effective way that you can guard your lawn against crickets and lawn caterpillars?
Absolutely, yes. With regards to your crickets keeping up at night and those lawn caterpillars, you can use Kemprin, Protech Kemprin, which is a contact insecticide. You mix it accordingly and spray the solution over your lawn. It's super concentrated, so you use a minimum amount, and so it is the most cost-effective way to treat a large lawn. So Protech Kemprin will then keep those crickets, lawn caterpillars, and even harvested termites away. Mm-hmm. And that's more specific to the drier Karoo areas. So those guys in the Karoo are welcome to use Kemprin to keep harvested termites away. And then also Kemprin can also treat whitefly, which is a very common problem in our area or in coastal areas. And Protocempran is also quite versatile. So if you have a vegetable garden or fruit trees and are experiencing problems with cutworms or fruit fly, you can certainly use Protocempran to manage them and save your fruit and vegetables.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to know. The next thing, you know, with this high humidity, I spoke to a friend of mine and he says he's seen an increase in aphids in the garden. And especially on some of the house plants.
Yeah.
And he mentioned someone suggesting, was it Avigard, I think. Is this a good option?
Yes, Avigard is a very good option. It's a great option. And when it comes to keeping aphids, ants, mealybugs, scale and fruit fly, to name but a few, under control, it's very versatile as well. You can use it on all plants to manage these pests, especially in your vegetable garden or on fruit trees. It has on your fruit trees and so on, because it has a short withholding period. For example, you can spray your tomatoes today and tomorrow you can harvest them. You just simply wash them off and you can then eat them.
Okay.
Aphids and ants have a symbiotic relationship. So where you find aphids, you'll find ants, as they are after the sweet honeydew that the aphids produce. Which if you do leave unchecked could lead to a fungus developing, such as sooty mold. With sooty mold fungus, it feeds on the honeydew as well, on the back of the leaves, which is left by the aphids. So if one manages the aphids, you can control the ants and then also possibly prevent the development of sooty mold by using Protec Avigard. With that, you'll have an aphid and ant-free garden and also some healthy fruit and vegetables to eat. Use Protec Avigard.
Fantastic. Yep. And I like what you said there. You know, you can spray today and tomorrow you can harvest and just rinse it properly and eat.
Absolutely. Remember to rinse it properly.
Yeah, that's a big thing, of course.
Jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
Now I've got Paul Hartzenberg from Protec in the studio with me. And Paul, the last question is those huge, fat, white grubs, you know. Yes. We just said off air that it reminds me of The Lion King, you know, where they eat those grubs. When you find them eating the roots of your pot plants especially, is there anything you can do about it? You know, I'm convinced one of my pot plants died because of this misverum, doing its thing.
Yes, misverums or white grubs are a problem in our area. So what you can do about them basically is, well, just to start off there, they're the larval stage of a scarab or a chafer beetle. Mm-hmm. So they lay their eggs in the ground, and then the little white grub breeds out. And then they attack the roots of the plant, which weakens the plant, and it can lead to them not flowering or fruiting. And in severe cases, the white grub can actually kill the plant, so you quite possibly be right over there.
Okay.
And then to remedy these creepy-looking characters, you can use Protec Imidor, which is a systemic pesticide and is applied as a soil drench. It will get rid of white grub, mole crickets, and other sucking and biting insects found on plants. Protec Imidor also offers a long-term preventative and corrective control of many problem insects. And in our area, often lemon trees and other fruit trees suffer as a result of psylla, which cause a bubble effect on the leaves of citrus and other plants. A psylla infestation also weakens your plant and affects the quality and quantity of your fruit, the quality that the fruit tree produces, rather.
Okay.
And then psylla also produce honeydew, which can then lead to the formation of sooty mold. So to avoid these sort of problems, use Protec Imidor, which offers all-round protection for your plants from sucking and biting insects. Yeah.
All right. Now, can you give us a summary? And maybe, you know, if there's anything that we haven't discussed but you feel is important, especially this time of the season.
Yes.
Just give us a bit of an overview.
Okay, sure. To summarize, we've got listeners can use Protec Snail Stop and Protec Scatticure for snails against snails and slugs. Protec Kempren is also wonderful for the battle against crickets, lawn caterpillars, and the harvester termites, which we spoke about. And then we also have Protec Avigard to maintain aphids, fruit fly, mealybug, and scale. That's the one with a short withholding period. And then for worms on your plants and lawn and so forth, listeners can use Protec Nox Worm. And then we've also got Protect Cutworm Bait to get rid of cutworms, which attack your seedlings and so forth. So, yeah, this time of year, if you're still planting seedlings, you can use that. And then lastly, we've got the Protect Emidor, which we just spoke about concerning white grub, mole crickets, and sucking and biting insects.
All right. Yep. Fantastic.
Great.
Now, we're going to take a quick break again, and then you've got some important news again to share with us. And then I also want to give you the opportunity to tell people where and how they can find your product.
SFM, maak elke dag een goed voel dag.
Now, I've got Paul Hartzenberg in the studio with me today, and we're discussing all sorts of things relating to your plant health.
Yes.
Now, Paul, there's this one thing you mentioned, and I forgot the name now, that you can spray on fruit and vegetables, and you can spray today, and you said you can rinse it if you harvest tomorrow,
that's
just
right.
Rinse properly. What was that called again?
It was Avigard, Protect Avigard.
Protect Avigard, yeah. And it helps for?
Scale, mealybugs, aphids, a whole range of different ants and so on as well. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
Great product.
Because that's one that got stuck in my head, and I couldn't remember the name, so... Just as a recap. All right, so you've got some news for us. Please share.
Yes, I mentioned last week, but the plant guru, JJ van Rensburg, will be in Mossel Bay this Thursday, the 6th of February, giving one of his very informative talks. There's still a couple of seats available. There's no charge. So if you would like to reserve a seat for yourself, please contact me, Paul. You can get me at 079-162-7986. The venue is SSK Agri in Mossel Bay, and the event starts at 11 a.m., but you know the roadworks and so on, I'd suggest that you leave a little earlier than usual and maybe get there at 10:45 or 10:30 even. And then, yeah, just make sure you're on time for a wonderful opportunity to sharpen your gardening skills.
Yeah, and that's Thursday, you said, no?
Yes, Thursday.
All right.
At 11 o'clock. So there'll also be some prizes to give away, product prizes, and then we've got a nursery that's sponsoring us with a few plants, so it'll really be worth it.
Sounds fantastic.
In fact, I think everybody's getting a little plant as a present, and then there'll be a couple of bigger ones too.
So there's your motivator. Make sure that you contact Paul and reserve your seat. It's free of charge.
Yep.
Now, Paul, a last question. Where can people find your products or find more information about them?
You can go to our website at www.protech.co.za, and that is Protech with a K. And then you can also follow us on Facebook, where we post about anything concerning problems in your garden and solutions to these problems. And then with regards to our availability of products and so forth, you can find them in hardware stores, nurseries, retailers, co-ops. And if you can't find it in a particular... maybe a smaller venue, just head to one of the bigger ones and you certainly will find our products there.
Fantastic. Good to know.
Okay.
Paul, as always, thank you so much. Very informative talk. Always a pleasure having you here.
Thank you very much. And listeners, take care. And remember JJ's visit on Thursday. If you need to book a seat, please contact me on 079-162-7986.
There we go.
Great.
Have a good one.
Cheers then. Bye.
Cheers.
Daar's beste en pla in my huis en tuin. Wat maak ek?
Spuit daai gogas, spuit hom nou. Gooi daai kunstmis sommer gou. Spuit daai gogas, spuit hom nou. Protek is die een vir jou. Protek is die een vir jou.
Protek vir jou huis en tuin. Vir meer inligting besoek ons webwerf protek.co.za.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.